After a major fuel supplier announced that it would stop its operations in Papua New Guinea indefinitely, fuel shortages have resulted in significant disruption to travel and have increased the possibility of other infrastructure outages. Hello and welcome to this Global Situation podcast from International SOS, the leading health and security risk services company. I'm Gisela Martinez. To better understand the security and operations impact of the fuel shortages in Papua New Guinea, I'm joined by International SOS's lead analyst for the Australia, New Zealand and Pacific region, Musab Youssef, and senior operations manager, Belinda Cox. So Musab, let's start by getting an insight into how the fuel shortages began.
Thanks, Gisela. So on the 15th of February, one of the country's main fuel suppliers announced that it would be withdrawing from the country due to issues it's been facing with the National Bank and the largest commercial bank in the country over an alleged lack of access to foreign currency. The issues are, however, not new and represents a culmination of multiple episodes of a protracted dispute. Each instance has led to significant fears over a potential nationwide fuel shortage, though this time it has had more serious implications given the complete withdrawal of the fuel supplier.
And could you tell us more about what has happened as a result of that?
Of course. This is significant because the supplier is the only supplier of jet fuel across the country. Since the announcement, there's been significant uncertainty over flight operations, and we have seen one domestic airline in particular announce a reduction in their flight schedules. There have been shortages also to diesel and gasoline across the country. Shortages have been reported in Leh, the provincial capital of Morobe, and other urban centres in Madang and East New Britain provinces. This has also led to longer queues at fuel stations nationwide and localised incidents of unrest. It's also important to note that many shops and businesses across the country rely on diesel, either as a primary source of electricity or a backup source, and thus there have also been instances of power and water outages in parts of the country.
And how has the government responded to these shortages?
So, as one would expect, the government has been very busy since news of the withdrawal broke. One of the first things the government did was to enforce an agreement for the fuel supplier to continue normal supply to the national carrier, effectively ensuring that flight operations to the national airlines were not significantly disrupted until at least 27th of February. Additionally, it is working with the other suppliers in the country to expand its scope of services in the country, including possibly transitioning into being the main supplier of jet fuel. The MRP government has also lent on its strong bilateral relationship with Australia. As we know, several jet fuel shipments meant for Australia were redirected to Port Moresby. And finally, more recently, on 29th of February, we have also seen the government invoke the Essential Services Act, which essentially allows it to compel banks and the fuel suppliers into cooperating with government directives in order to ensure the continued supply of fuel in the country.
Okay, thanks for the moment, Musab. I'd like to bring in our Senior Operations Manager, Belinda Cox, to talk about how International SOS is able to help during the shortages. So, Bel, what are the ways we can support our clients on the ground?
So, supporting our clients in Papua New Guinea, we remain medevac capable, both domestically for movements within Papua New Guinea and also internationally for movements outside of the country. This is possible with our providers, both based in Port Moresby and our international providers that are based in Australia and New Zealand. We're maintaining regular contact with our PNG-based provider and our international providers to monitor their capability and be able to respond accordingly to any requests for assistance that we receive. Medevac providers and medical evacuations will be prioritised for fuel, it is being reported. There may be, in some situations, longer flight times if we choose to utilise alternative providers outside of Papua New Guinea. So we'd recommend that in the event of any medical situation, a call to the International SOS Sydney Assistance Centre is made as soon as possible. This is standard practice and in line with any medical evacuation requests. Should anyone have any additional queries, we would encourage them to contact us in the Assistance Centre for upfront advice and assistance.
Thanks, Bel. Now, returning to you, Musab, what advice do we have for workforce and businesses operating in Papua New Guinea?
So we advise workforce operating in the country to reconfirm status of all their flights in the coming weeks and months due to the fuel shortages. We also advise clients to monitor developments related to the fuel shortages closely, given that this is still an evolving situation. And for workforce looking to conduct road travel, we're also advising them that they only do so if they have enough for the whole trip, given long queues at fuel stations and potential shortages. And also at the same time, businesses relying on diesel as backup power or primary sources of power should also ensure they constantly have access to at least 72 hours worth of reserves as a precaution.
And what can we expect over the coming days and weeks in Papua New Guinea?
So while the short-term arrangements to prevent a complete shutdown of all flights appears to be in place, it remains unclear if there will be a long-term replacement supplier for aviation fuel. And as such, we are likely to see sporadic instances of significant flight disruptions again in the long term while stopgap measures are currently in place. Additionally, the country has grappled with a shortage of foreign currency since 2015 due to a depreciation in the international commodity prices. And since then, the National Bank has enforced a regime of foreign currency rationing. There has not been considerable improvement in the issue since 2015, and any supply of forex-intensive resources in the country will continue to face issues going forward. Additionally, Merape only just fended off an attempt to push through a vote of no confidence by opposition members of parliament during the first parliament sitting of the year. While the motion was adjourned to the next parliament sitting in May due to concerns over alleged forgery in the document, this issue is likely to increase political pressure on Merape.
Thank you to Bell and Musab for all their analysis and advice on the situation. That's all for now, and just a reminder that you can keep up to date with the latest information on our website, internationalsos.com. And from there, you can find out about our global network of assistance centres who are available to clients 24/7. Until next time, thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.